الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الطلاق مرتان، فإمساكم بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان. When it comes to nikah and when it comes to marriage, Islam recognizes the need for husband and wife to part at times. The marriage has broken down irretrievably, completely broken down. There's no hope left in the marriage. So Islam is a moderate religion. If you look at Hinduism, there is no concept of talaq in their faith. Once you have married the woman, you remain with her for the rest of your life. So that is now an extreme. Islam has adopted the moderate path. Though divorce is not encouraged, at the same time, it recognizes the need for divorce in certain situations and circumstances. Hence, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Abghadul mubahat indallah at-talaq." From all the things that Allah has made permissible, the most hated in the sight of Allah is divorce. Permissible, yes, yet most disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in these verses that we are going to discuss, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains two methods of ending a marriage. There are two ways. In fact, there are three. But Allah speaks of two in this verse. One is divorce. We all know the implications of divorce. That is one way where the man has the right, only he has the right to divorce the woman. The woman does not have the right and she does not have the authority to divorce the man. Number one, let us understand this and be clear of this. الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ أُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ. Allah says the uqda. The uqda refers to something that you have fastened. The contract of nikah lies in the hands of the man. It is in his control. Right? Number one is talaq. Secondly, khula. Khula is where a woman, she is the one who is at fault. She is the cause for the breakdown in the marriage. She is the one who cannot uphold the rights of the husband and cannot fulfill his rights. As a result, that has led to a breakdown in the marriage, and it seems as if the marriage has broken down irretrievably. In this situation, the husband feels that he wishes to end the marriage, but he demands the mahar back. He wants something in payment for releasing her from the marriage. That is known as khula. So that is the second avenue. So one is divorce. The second is khula, where a woman surrenders her mahar, her dowry, or an amount of wealth to the husband in exchange for her release from the nikah. This is allowed when the woman is at fault. She is the one who had committed a crime or a sin that has led to the breakdown in the marriage. But if she is not at fault, the man, the husband is at fault, he is the one who caused the breakdown in the marriage, he is not allowed to demand payment from her now in order for her to be released from the nikah. So number one, number two. First is called talaq, second one is called khula'. The moment they enter into a khula' transaction, where the wife says, fine, I cannot uphold your rights as a woman, I am the cause for the breakdown, I will pay you back a certain amount of wealth, release me from the nikah. The moment the husband signs the document or agrees verbally to that, the nikah will break, the marriage will break, and it will be considered as one irrevocable divorce. One irrevocable divorce. Okay, and she will have to observe her iddah. The third avenue of ending a marriage is annulment of marriage, which we refer to as fasakh. Annulment of marriage is where the man does not want to release the wife from the nikah and he is not fulfilling certain rights of hers, and she now goes. She goes, so a woman is not left totally stranded. Okay, she is in an oppressive nikah, she is suffering in the nikah, there's abuse, physical abuse, psychological abuse, emotional abuse, he is not fulfilling her rights, he is not taking care of her, and so forth. And there are other reasons also, now she can claim for an annulment of marriage. Annulment of marriage, normally when in the past you go to the judge, to the qadi, to the Islamic court, and she will present her case, and the court, they will study her reasons for demanding an annulment of marriage, and if any of those reasons are found, then the court and the Islamic judge, what he will do is he will annul the marriage even though the husband does not issue a divorce. You will not await for him to issue a divorce. In today's time, she has the option of going to a tribunal. There are certain tribunals and panels that are set up by ulama. She can go to the ulama panel and she can submit her case to them. They will study her reason. Remember Rasulullah says in the hadith that if a woman demands divorce, and she has absolutely no valid reason to demand a divorce, no reason whatsoever, no real grounds on which she is demanding divorce, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, let alone entering Jannah, she will not even get the fragrance of Jannah. And today this is a common problem. We find this very common because today women, they enjoy a certain amount of independence, financial independence and so forth. Because of that, we find many of them, they are claiming and demanding divorce. Every now and again they are demanding divorce because she enjoys that independence. Rasulullah says if there's no valid grounds, that woman will not even enjoy the fragrance of Jannah. So Islam understands and recognizes the situation where she is living under an oppressive man and he's not fulfilling her rights. Then that's the third option she has, where she can go and demand an annulment of her marriage and have her marriage ended via the ulama or the Islamic courts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, At-talaq marratan, talaq is twice. What does this mean, talaq is twice? A talaq after which, or a talaq which you can revoke, is talaq number one and talaq number two. In other words, after giving her one talaq, right, you can still revoke that talaq. After giving a second talaq, you can revoke that talaq. But after the third talaq is issued, that's it. It's the end. Then after that, there's no way of revoking the talaq. There's a lengthy procedure which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in the Quran. Now just here, I'll end on this point. That, remember, when it comes to issuing talaq and giving a divorce, many are under the impression that three must be issued. This is incorrect and totally un-Islamic. The man, Allah says, At-talaq marratan. Talaq is twice. فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. If a man wishes to end the marriage, what he should do, and we have exhausted all other avenues. Remember, talaq is not option one. Talaq is the last option. After you have exhausted all the avenues of mediation, reconciliation, arbitration, and you went for different counseling sessions, and we've come to a point where we realize with the advice and with the mashwara and consultation of elders in the family and the scholars and the ulama and the experts, we have come to realize that, you know what, this marriage will not work, then we move on to talaq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you issue talaq, give one talaq. One. There's no need for three talaqs. This is a wrong, incorrect idea and concept that we have, that three talaqs must be issued in order for them to part ways and for her to go and move on with her life and for him to move on with his life. No. Issue one talaq and allow her to observe the iddah, the three menstrual cycles that we spoke of. Once the three menstrual cycles terminate, she's a free woman. She can go and get married to whichever man she wishes to marry. He can move on with his life. There's no need to issue talaq number two and talaq number three. They can move on with their lives after the iddah is terminated. The benefit is that at a later stage in life, if they wish to reconcile, he still has two talaqs left. Many a times you find that in the heat of the moment, the parents are demanding, no, we want three and that's it, let's end this thing. We do not want to move on, we want... And then later on in life, the woman suffers. Or the man is suffering. They want to get back together again, but he used up all three bullets, so there's no real, there's no way that the two of them can get back together again. So Allah says, At-talaq marratan, the talaq is twice, meaning a talaq which can be revoked is number one and number two. Once talaq number three is issued, there's no way of revoking it and for the two of them to get married again. May Allah grant us the understanding.